hold on.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete, how may I help you?
On the line with me, I have Gail, been in business 20 years, is the owner of an excavation business, looking for 40K to expand. He's on the line.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey, Gail, this is Pete, how are you doing?
This is Gail, she got the name mixed up.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What was your name?
Gail.
Gail? How you doing, Gail?
Gail.
Good, good?
Jail.
Yeah. Aha, I gotcha.
J-E-F-F.
Oh, Jeff. I don't know why it sounded like Gail on my end. How you doing, Jeff?
Good, good.
Yeah, so no, I'll be helping you from now on. My name's Pete from Bank of Cardiff here. Just got a few questions to help me make sure you're qualified here, and I'll give you some feedback as well. Real quick, you know, we did just get a new phone system. Is this a good number to reach you back? 423-595-9454?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So just to give you a quick rundown here, so looks like you were looking for 40K. You have an excavation company.
Well, I'm wondering, my wife is actually going to start this other business. We're going to start a dumpster business, them roll-off dumpsters, them big dumpsters.
Mm-hmm.
Demo and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, commercial dumpsters. Demo dumpsters. How are those measured? Are those measured in square footage or like those are bigger than your average, just like, you know.
Yeah. They're different. They've got some of them are 10 yards, 20 yards, up to 40 yards, I think, or 50.
Oh, okay. Damn, those are pretty big dumpsters. You're saying your wife is starting up a new business? So that's not going to be under your business at all?
No, it'll be a different business name.
Okay. So this 40 grand, are you not looking to use it for your current excavation company?
No. I'm pretty good from what I got. The lady I talked to, I told her that my wife wants to start another business. Well, I don't know if I told her that or not, but if my wife wants to start it up.
Yeah, of course. We can definitely help you out there as well. I just want to get some background information on your business currently, the excavator business, and then we'll move on to your wife's, just so I know exactly what we're dealing with here. So what's the name of your company?
It's Conley.
C-O-N-L-E-Y Construction.
Yeah, C-O-N-L-E-Y.
Perfect. All right, Jeff. And so your wife is actually now starting up this dumpster business. What does she need this 40K for? You know, is it already started? Is it running? You know, how long has that been in business for? Or is this still just in inception?
Well, I don't really know how much it costs to get it started. The lady asked me though a while ago what I thought my business would profit a month, and I just said 40.
Okay. So, to give me an idea of the size of your business, what are your gross annual sales, Jeff, for your Conley Construction?
It's somewhere around 800,000, something like that.
Perfect. So, what, you know, from the information you're giving me here, I'm thinking we could get you easily that $40,000 for your company, Jeff. And, you know, it is an unsecured loan, so you can, you know, that means we don't follow the money. There's no collateral. So that means you can technically take this money and use it for, you know, your wife's startup business here, or we can, you know, we could try and get her qualified as a startup. I know it's a lot harder just because, you know, no time in business or, you know, not really too much background, I'm assuming. Why, you know, why is she getting into the dumpster business or the commercial dumpster business?
Well, I had the idea because there's not one where we live. It's about 45 minutes away or an hour away, and she'd be the only one that would have that type of business. And the people that I do work for, she would have all of their work and everything.
And okay.
That's why I thought of it. But those trucks and stuff are pretty expensive.
I think, well, you can probably find one used somewhere. Okay. So, Jeff, tell me a little bit about what the process, you know, where is your wife at with getting this business started? Is this just an idea of hers? Or, you know, is there, you know, paperwork? Do you have tax certificates? Any kind of incorporation?
Yeah. Well, it's just up in the air right now. She works at a school. And she's spending more time at home. And it's just up in the air right now.
Okay.
Somewhere around January.
Okay, so you want to open it in January. Okay, so Jeff, this $40,000, what's it going to be used for?
I don't know where that came from. I guess that lady asked me about what I made a month.
Oh, okay, so that doesn't pertain to... Okay, I understand. So that doesn't really have to do with any... Okay, 40,000 is a complete irrelevant number then.
Right.
Oh, I got you, I got you.
Yeah.
So basically, you're just looking... What are you looking for then? Like, what's the need here? You just want capital?
For me, well, for me, I don't need anything. It's my wife, but...
I got you. So, when they called you today, was it because we did just get a new office set up? I think they're in Arizona.
Yeah.
But what did she? I just want to make sure they're doing the right job there because they are a couple new. You know, that's why they transfer over to a senior loan specialist here. So, what did they actually give you? Did they give you a call obviously today?
Yeah, just now. And she asked me what, you know, some little bit of stuff, you know, about my business, my name, and all of that. And asked me how much I made a month, and then she called you.
Did she introduce herself as Bank of Cardiff? Because they're supposed to be using, you know, we have our... Okay, so they said this is Bank of Cardiff. What was her name? I just want to make sure. So I'm going to give some feedback because, you know, they're newer reps. So, you know, on these calls, I got to make sure. I'm doing my own quality control, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I can't remember what her name was.
They just kind of called and she was like, hey, are you interested in a small business loan, or did she pitch you on equipment financing and working capital? How did this work?
Yeah, she when I answered the phone, she introduced herself and asked if Conley Construction's owner was around or could contact him. I said, yeah, this is him. And she told what she was doing. The bank, and then she asked me about the income.
Okay, so she just kind of basically said, you know, is the owner around? This is owner Jeff, and then she kind of just started asking you questions. Did she ever say, hey, do you need a business loan, or
He said that, would you be interested in a business loan? I said, well, not for me, but maybe for my wife. She's starting a new business. And then it was asked then what, what I might want.
Okay, and then just ask qualifying questions. So, what do you think, your wife is looking into getting? Is she looking to get that truck you said, because on startups, we can usually do about $50,000 and under for a startup. So, it could either be capital just for, hiring people and, getting the business off the ground. Or, we could always just finance her first truck for her and, help her, get the business started that way. Do you have any inclination into that? Or?
Yeah. If you would save my number.
Yeah, you know what? Let me get an email from you, Jeff. I'm gonna shoot you an email just so you can have my contact info, obviously. And we'll touch base. Maybe we can get on a three-way call, or I can talk to your wife. By the way, what's her name?
Her name's April.
April. Connelly as well.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I'm going to send you a quick email here, Jeff, and, we'll get in touch when she has some available time. Do you have any idea when that would be? Do you guys have some free time tomorrow, possibly? We can, get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I have several quarter table routers.
Yeah, you could, her mother's in the hospital.
Okay.
And she'll be busy tomorrow. Let's set it up for Saturday. Are you available Saturday?
Yeah, you know what? I can give you a call Saturday or Friday. What works for you?
Yeah, give me a call Friday.
Afternoon or morning?
Yeah, afternoon.
Afternoon?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I get off work afternoon.
Are you still on the job sites, Jeff? You've been around for 20 years. Are you just mostly managing now, or are you still getting in there? Sounds like it. Nice.
They can't run me out of here.
How did you feel about the election results today?
The what?
How'd you feel about the election results today? I know a lot of, I got a lot of machine shop customers and manufacturers, so they're really happy about it because they're going to get some work back. What's your feeling on it from an excavating standpoint?
I'm glad. I voted for the second guy, really. Brent, he's a good Christian man, and I like that. So.
Yeah, of course. just kind of before I let you go here, Jeff, you're 100% owner of your excavating company, right?
Yeah.
Cool. And how's your personal credit? Good, bad, in the middle?
I really don't know. I usually do dealings and trades and stuff through Stowers and Caterpillar, and they always bring their brand new machine out. I have him checked.
You're like, I don't give a damn what my credit is, and until I stop getting my machines, I don't care. I like your style. Do you have any loans out on the business currently besides some equipment rentals, I'm sure, or leases?
Yeah, that's about it.
No cash loans, cash advances, nothing like that?
No.
Ah, cool. All right, what's a good email? I'll just shoot you my contact info, Jeff, and we'll get together on Friday afternoon, with April and, hash this out and try and get this business started for you.
Okay, it's Connelly Construction.
Connelly Construction, Construction.
Yeah.
At
ACC.net.
Perfect. Keep your eyes out. I'll shoot you something over. Jeff, you on LinkedIn at all?
Hi.
Are you on LinkedIn? That job website?
LinkedIn?
Yeah, sometimes we friend the customers, connect with them via LinkedIn, just kind of another platform for us to communicate and you get to know each other.
I don't think I help there.
Oh, don't worry about it then. You know, just asking. Here, I'll shoot you this email real quick in a few minutes, and we'll get together on Friday afternoon, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.